Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, so how many commercials have you seen so far tonight? And have they made promises they can't keep? Yeah. Okay, well, Aquafina promises nothing. Pure nothing. Go ahead, take a sip. It tastes like this. Ooh, hey. Ah! That was refreshing.
Aquafina. So pure, we promise nothing.
Okay, so I'm glad I've cleared up nothing.
Baby bet, ayy, couple X, ayy, couple Grammys on you, couple plaques, ayy, that's a bet, ayy, throw it back, ayy, throw it back, ayy, and this one is for the champion, ain't lost since I began, yo, funny how you said it was the year, yo, you know we did it again, yo, I told you long ago, on the road, I got what they want. Get your soul, just tell them ain't laying low. You was never really rooting for me anyway. When I'm back up at the top, I wanna hear you say, you don't run from nothing, dog. Get your soul, just tell them that the break is over. Need a couple number ones. Need a pack on every song. Need me like one with Nicki now. Tell a rap nigga I'll see ya, huh. I'm a pop nigga like Bieber, huh. I don't fuck bitches, I'm queer, huh. But these nigga bitches let me deal. Holy do it, I ain't fall off, I just ain't release my new shit. I blew up and everybody trying to sue me. You call me Knox, but the hood call me Doobie.
And this one is for the champion. Ain't lost since I began, yo. Funny how you said it was the end, yo. You know we did it again, yo.
I told you long ago, on the road, I got what they want.
Track record so clean, they couldn't wait to just bash me. I must be getting too flashy, y'all shouldn't have let the world gas me. It's too late cause I'm here to stay and these girls know that I'm nasty. I sent it back to her boyfriend with my handprint on her ass cheek. City talking, we taking notes. Tell him all to keep making posts. Wish he could, but he can't get close. OG's so proud of me that he choking up while he making toast. I'm the type that you can't control. Said I would, then I made it so. I don't clear up rumors. Where's y'all sense of humor? I'm done making jokes cause they got old like baby boomers. Turn my haters to consumers. I make vets feel like they juniors. Say your time is coming soon, but just like Oklahoma, mine is coming sooner. I'm just a late bloomer. I done peak in high school, I'm still out here getting cuter. All these social networks and computers got these pussies walking around like they ain't losers.
I told you long ago on the road, I got what they waiting for.
Welcome to the Essence of Time. I am your host, Aset Atun Ray, and you are tuning in live from Lagos on the Damon Network. I would like to personally thank the listening audience for joining the conversation tonight because we are going to get real up close and personal. Our topic is Know the Difference, Real Man versus a Baby Boy. Please invite your friends to join in. How do you reach us? Dial in at 516-453-9133. Again, that's 516-453-9133. Tune in to the conversation. This is brought to you by the Looking Glass Entertainment. So, before we go into the good, juicy details, I have to give a recognition to my favorite artist and actor, Tyrese Gibson. Have you ever seen the movie Baby Boy? It came out June 27th in 2001. And this movie is a classic. It never gets old, ladies and gentlemen. So before I go into my topic for tonight, I want to talk about this movie to give you a little bit of a scenario of what I'm going to be talking about. So the main characters of this movie is Tyrese Gibson, Snoop Dogg, Bing Rhames, Omar Gooding, and Taraji P. Henson. Now, Tyrese Gibson is the main character. His name is Jody. Then you have Taraji P. Henson, which plays his girlfriend and baby mama in the movie. Bing Rhames happens to be the boyfriend of Tyrese's mother. And then you have Snoop Dogg, the prison ex-boyfriend who's trying to climb his way back up into Taraji P. Henson's bed and arms. And then you have Omar Gooding, who was this street thug best friend of Jody, and he's not much of a good influence, but we're going to go into some juicy details about this movie. So Jody, he was a troubled young black man. He didn't have any direction. He didn't have any respect for his women or himself, for that matter, and he had no responsibility. He was so irresponsible. He didn't know how to grow up. And this is where the baby boy comes in with Jody, because the problem was Yvette, who was his baby mother, she had a son by him, and they weren't even living together. Now, let me remind you that this baby boy that's supposed to be a nice grown man, he's living with his mother. And Yvette is not his only child's mother, but he also has another baby mother by another woman. So this is basically a cheater that lives with his mom that has two baby mamas. He has no job, no goals, no career. He's just wilding in the streets. And his best friend, Omar Gooding, he had just came home from prison a few months ago, and the only thing that he said he was good at doing was stealing. That's not a life. So Jody, he's trying to figure out what he wants to do with his life. And in one of the scenes in the movie, he mentioned to his friends, we're out here in California and we have nothing. We're not doing anything with our lives. We're just sitting here wasting time, which I agree, because as a grown man, you would think you would have it all together, right? Nope, not in Jody's case. He didn't have anything together. And not to mention, Mama was trying to have a life. Mama was ready for him to get out of the house so she could do her thing, because this is when Mr. Bing Rhames comes in. He was the boyfriend. And when I say this was a real man, this was a man who worked. He owned his own business. He had did a couple things in the past. He had a criminal history, but he had cleaned his life up. And when Melvin came into the picture, little baby boy Jody, he had a problem, and he was jealous. And he had a brother that he mentioned that had died in the movie due to his mom's last boyfriend. There wasn't much detail, I don't think, but he had this insecurity when it came to his mother's boyfriends, and that wasn't really cool. So Melvin tried to kick knowledge to Jody, and Jody said, okay, he took some heat, not much, so he decided to try to look for work. Now, I don't know if he just had a problem with economic and social skills, but he did have a problem with trying to find employment. So he had this idea in his head that he can start boosting cars. He started boosting dresses. So he thought that that was a good way to provide. He saw somebody selling merchandise on the street, and he's like, why not? Let me go for it. So, of course, he's working, trying to make a little money, trying to get some hustle going and provide for his family. But he's still messing around with those women. And Yvette and him fought a lot, and he was messing around with women at his job. he was still messing around with the baby mamas and just doing all kind of crazy things. There was no commitment, and it was even sad in the beginning of the movie, if a lot of you have seen Baby Boy, in the beginning of the movie, he took her to an abortion clinic because he wasn't ready to have another child. And I think his mother had mentioned that that was like the second or third time. And she even said, Jody, I cannot keep giving you money for these girls to be having abortions. So you need to really get it together, okay? You know what I'm saying? You out here doing some wild stuff. This ain't no grown man's business. This is Baby Boy's business. All right, honey. So one day, Jody and Yvette are chilling at the house, and the ex-boyfriend calls. Now, this is Mr. Snoop Dogg. This is when he comes in. And Yvette, at this point, she's tired. She's tired of talking to Jody. She needs a man that wants to help provide. So she's venting to her ex, who's in prison. But let me remind you, Jody is paying this phone bill now that she's running her mouth on. So he picks up the phone because he noticed it's a strange prison number. And, you know, guys, no prison numbers. Come on now. You ain't getting by with that. So he picks up the phone, and they're going at it, this is the funny part. Snoop Dogg's like, oh, so is this the Jody, this the Negro that got my boo pregnant, that's still living with his mama and don't want to be a man? I love that scene. But he was right. He was right. Even though Snoop Dogg was in prison and he really couldn't talk, he was right. So push comes to shove. Jody was picking Yvette up from work one day, and she found in the back seat of her car a box of condoms. And yes, it went down in the drive-thru. She confronts him on the condoms, and at this point, it's like he doesn't even care. He cares, but he has this guilty conscience like, well, I'm not going to say I fucked. I'm not going to come out and just say I hit it. So, okay, be mad. Just be mad, you know. So they're arguing in the car, and she's like, why you keep doing this to me? It's bad enough that I'm putting up with it, and you're sending me to the abortion clinic and stuff. You know, it was to the point where she just wanted somebody. Yvette just breaks down, and she's like, I can't do it anymore. You know, they even get into a physical fight where he hits her, and she totally breaks it off with him. She's like, listen, we're not doing this anymore. You go your way. I'm going to find me a ram man. So, funny, Snoop Dogg gets out of prison, and he invites himself over. She never invited him to come live, but Yvette wanted a man around the house. So she let Rodney in. That was his name. She let Rodney in, and the saddest thing happened in the movie. He decides that he's going to try to rape her in front of her son. Her son and little Jody's son together. So Yvette loses her mind, and she calls Jody for help and protection. So that's when all hell breaks loose, and, you know, Rodney finds out that Yvette vents to Jody, and Rodney goes into a drive-by on Jody, and it wasn't successful. He didn't die. But I remember in the movie that he kept seeing himself dead. A lot of times he kept visioning himself dead. So later that night, he got with Sweet Pea, which is Omar Gooding in the movie. He got with him, and they're like, look, we're finna go handle this business. We about to go kill this nigga. We finna ride on this man, and we finna put him in the ground tonight. Jody was so scared to pull the trigger, though. He shot him in the leg one time, and then that's when Omar Gooding, he had to take control. He was like, you know what, we got to finish the job. We already started it. So he kills him. He puts a bullet in Snoop Dogg and lays him out 187 on the Emma Effing stretcher, baby. It went down. And that was one of my favorite parts because I consider Omar Gooding a real man at the end of the day. Any man that will kill another man that's harming his friend, you a real man in my eyes, baby. So Jody, he was scared. He was choking up, and I'm assuming that was his very first time seeing a dead body lying cold on the hard concrete ground. So he goes to the house, and he's on the verge of committing suicide. Melvin comes in and actually saved this man's life. He sets him down. He gives him a talk, and he was like, this is all I was trying to show you. You need to grow up and be a man. You can't be out here playing in the streets, running around with these females. And even Jody, when he was tempted to sleep with one of the women at Yvette's job, he actually refused for the time out of 50 women he had slept with. Isn't that amazing? So this boyfriend of Jody's mother actually came in as a real role model for him and helped him change his life. And he was like, yo, we got to do better. So that's a little bit about that movie. Check it out. The name is Baby Boy. For right now, we're about to go to a track, so y'all just enjoy. And Brother O, what you got for us?
At first we started out real cool, taking me places I ain't never been. But now you're getting comfortable, ain't doing no things you did no more. You're slowly making me pay for things your money should be handling. And now you got to use my car, drive it all day and don't fill up the tank. And you have the audacity to even come and step to me, ask to hold some money from me until you get your check next week. You're trifling,
good for nothing type of brother. Silly me, why haven't I found another? A baller,
when times get hard, need someone to help me out.
Instead of
a scrub like you who don't know what a man's about.
Can you pay my bills? Can you pay my telephone bills?
On my car, gave me back credit, buy me gifts with my own hands. Haven't paid the first bill, but you're steady heading to the mall. Going on shopping sprees, perpetrating to your friends that you be falling. And then you use my cell phone, calling whoever that you think at home. And then when the bill comes, all of a sudden you be acting dumb. Don't know where none of these calls come from. Mama's number still more than one. You're trifling,
good for nothing type of brother.
Silly me,
why haven't I found another? A baller,
when times get hard, need someone to help me out.
Instead of
a scrub like you who don't know what a man's about.
Can you pay the bills? Can you pay my telephone bills?
Radio Hall of Fame, Disc Jockey and Shawnee, honey, B-O-L-E-S-K-E. I appreciate your brother. So this next topic, matter of fact, please, everybody who's joining this conversation, tell your friend to dial in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. All right, so this next topic is Know the Difference. qualities of a real man. So what makes the qualities of a real man, ladies and gentlemen? Is it his manners? Is it his leadership skills? Is it his financial responsibility? Is it his care? Is it his kind words? Is it his strength? It's all of those. So right now, I want to give y'all a couple of full of research. And we have a lot of single mothers in America. According to 2020 U.S. Census Bureau, out of 11 million, 4 out of 11 million single-parent families with children under the age of 18, 80% were headed by single mothers. About 4 out of 10 children were born to unwed mothers. Nearly two-thirds were born to mothers under the age of 30. Today, 1 in 6 children under the age of 18 and a total of 12.5 million are being raised without a father. By 2020, there was a total of 10,719,000 single-parent families. 80.5% were head of the household with single mothers. 31% were poor. 29% were jobless the entire year. Now, here's another factor. Around half, 49.5% of single mothers have never married. Almost a third, 29.9% are divorced. 20.5% are either separated or widowed. Half have one child, 30% have two. About two-thirds are white and one-third are black. Now, the highest ratio is 43%. That's Native families were poor. 35% black families were poor and 26% white poor. This is the census of 2020, you guys. That is such a very high number. And I'll tell you why it's a high number. Because black men do the bare minimum these days. This is the definition, my definition, of the baby boy syndrome. They lack in solidifying a foundation for their families. They lack in creating generational wealth. And when it comes to creating generational wealth, the black man, that's something that he hasn't been able to do really past the 70s and the 80s. You know, it's sad because you have women that are content with living in the projects, getting welfare. They're actually content. So as long as women are on this welfare and all of this stuff, nobody wants to do anything. It's ridiculous. It is ridiculous, you guys. There's a quote. There's a quote that I like. Real men bring in the groceries. You remember that quote mama or auntie or big mama used to say back in the day? Baby boys bring in the problems. Real men bring in the groceries. Back in the day, if the man didn't put food on the table, he didn't eat. That's just how it was, ladies and gentlemen, and that is the problem. Today, we don't have men putting the, we don't have them providing for their families. We have them upping and walking out on their children. They're walking out on the black women, and they're doing the bare minimum. Why? Because we're not making them be the men that they're supposed to be for us. It's ridiculous today how the man and how the woman has to force the man to be a man. I don't understand this new generation of women today. I have never understood how any woman can sit there and allow a man to not do nothing. Do you understand that we are creating a generation of lazy men? I'm talking to you mothers now because it starts with you. You are the first teacher. You are the very first teacher. But we are going to go to a very special track, our Hall of Fame old school segment by the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame disc jockey Ishrani. Honey B, take us there. Brother O,
what's
track,
up there? I'm right here. Now listen, y'all. Here we go.
Oh, yeah, word up. Word the mother. Here comes G-Rap with another one, y'all. We're going to swing this like this. I'm right in front of my front steps, thinking of a plan, looking like Raggedy Ann, no dough in hand, kicking a can, thinking of a place to pull some banking, because I'm dead as thinking, so's all my shoes winking, t-shirt is shrinking, soon I see some thighs and my eyes open wide, quick, who's that with the chick, Bill Blast my sidekick, what's up, Black, give a Santa smack, then up pulls a Cadillac, your baby will be back, jump right on the side, not too many people sober, thinking about who gotta get robbed, because the mob got a job for us. They drove us down to the southern section of town where the clowns there be paying for protection. They want us to send up my sister Jiminy Bartender, lend a friend of money next to ripping off his car fenders. He's coming up short, cause he's short. Coke, dope, nope, and hope he don't get caught. He owes some Benjamin Franklin's every last bit of them, but Jimmy's pockets are empty, so now we gotta get rid of them. But Jimmy's wife is with him and they don't wanna involve her. Hopped out the back seat, they gave me a revolver. Blast you, distract them, while I go and whack them. Shot at the bar and then attacked him. He's screaming for his life, reaching for his wife. Shot him in the back of the head and jerked him with a knife. And that goes for anybody that gotta pay their dues. You lose, cause I got the ill street blues.
You lose,
cause I got the ill street blues.
You lose,
cause I got the ill street blues.
You lose,
cause I got the ill street blues.
You lose,
cause I got the ill street. Suckers are clobber, because my town is full of cops and robbers. You're not promised tomorrow in this little shop of horrors. So I got to get with the business and hit quick. Money grips, pockets looking thick. So I stick slick, pulling right there. Hands in the air, I know you got the loot. Or better yet, face down on the ground, empty your pockets too. Hit the deck, I got the check right on your neck. And I expect to make a buck to heck with a travel check. But if a vic tries to choke me, I'll have to smoke him like I'm smoking the beer. So okie dokie, goodbye. A boy's bar, yards, have a good journey. Don't even try begging for your life, that don't concern me. So to the next weasel that freezes, you're begging and you're pleasing, only getting you closer to meeting Jesus. Yeah, I shake a schmuck just to make a buck, then I break a duck, and if the duck gotta get bucked, then I don't give a fuck. Hyper as a sniper, piping niggas like a plumber. Cold flicking is picking up the ones that run the numbers. Or even a bigger score, the lady in the liquor store. Go inside, they kicking the door, pull her, then I'm sticking her for. Money or your life, honey, hurry and choose, but you lose, because I got the ill street blues.
You lose,
because I got the ill street blues.
You lose.
Cause I got the Elm Street blues. Extra, extra, read all about it in the papers. The boss tried to rape us, so we tossed him off the skyscraper. Because he brought us some other people to come and hit us. Get us, but none of them did us. He must be trying to kill us. But that's dead, I'm fake, got in the red. Crossed the red borders, cross nobody can short us. We fled down the headquarters, ready to put some order. We're not a lazy crew, I do my job or two. But yo, my man can't even stick me with some crazy glue. Ready to tour and even more because he's storming. We took out all his lookouts out the front and kicked his door in. What's up, Slate? Why'd you violate? They called him a hot sauce. Yo, that's a pig that don't fly straight. Getting ready to jab him. I grabbed him by the necktie. Homie tried to get fly and swing. I gave him a necktie. You know the evil the men do. Tell us where the men go. We snatched him by his hands and feet and threw him out the window. Up, 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 in the way, cause I don't play clown. Buck, 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 take that with you on the way down. I'm hoping you got springs and wings on your shoes. But you lose, cause I got the ill street blues.
You lose,
cause I got the ill street blues.
You lose.
Welcome back to the Essence of Time show. We have a caller in queue. Caller one, please tell us what is your name and where are you calling from? Caller one.
Caller number one, you're live. All right,
hello,
caller, you got 5 seconds.
From Mars Camp. Hello?
There she is.
Hello?
Hey, I was just saying hello. I don't think y'all could have heard me. It's Genesis of Mars Camp, and I'm calling in from Houston, Texas. Hey, Alsa, I am listening to your segment, and I have a few points to make. And one, the first point was about whenever you were going over the dialogue with the Baby Boy movie, and then you were also asking what makes a man a real man or a leader or something along those lines. And I first want to address the women. I think we as women have to know what our standards are, and you cannot bend your standards to appease a man that has not been designed to truly validate you or connect with you. If that man is already showing you certain signs, then you should pay attention to the red flags that he's showing and stop trying to make excuses for a man because it feels comfortable to have that man and that warm body to keep you warm at night. You have to realize that your peace of mind, your morals, your values, and your integrities are worth way more than just being booed up with someone who does not care about your dreams, your goals, and your aspiration, and most importantly, does not respect you as a human being and the queen that you are. And then the second part is, what qualities of a man? What was your second part? The qualities of a man?
Yes, makes the qualities of a man.
So I think what makes the quality of a man is, one, his relationship with his mother. I think, how does he treat his mother and how does he respect her? Because if he respects his mother a certain way, then you could see some tendency on how he's going to respect another woman. Another quality is timing. Is he productive with his time? Is he a leadership in and offline? Because sometimes people show you who they are in front of other people, but behind closed doors, he does not uphold those morals, those values, and their integrity. Also, what is his relationship like with money? What is he spiritual? Is he religious? Is he religious? Like, how does he protect his inner being, and is that reflected externally? Also, another thing is his body language and how he carries himself. Does he carry himself one way in front of his boys, but then he carries himself differently around you? Does he carry himself differently around his parents and family than he does around you? Is he all of that, like in and out? Is he dipping and dodging, or is he consistent? So consistency is key. Resilience, grit. What are his work ethics like? There are so many different qualities that makes a man, and I feel like every man is different, so you can't just say all men are alike because they're not. And sometimes men will only show you what they want you to gravitate to so they could get you where they want you to be. And then whenever they have you, then they begin to switch it up. So that's why I say, is he consistent? So that would be my outpour tonight, and that is my opinion. And there's more, but I am going to end it on that note for now.
Oh, wow. Now you just said a mouthful there, Genesis. Go ahead on, girl. Please tell the callers listening tonight, when is your next show?
My next show is Monday, September 27th at 8:20 Central Standard Time, which would be 9:20 is whenever I go on, but we don't start until 9:30. And my show is called Gems, where the mission is to educate, inspire, and motivate others.
Well, thank you so much, Genesis. We appreciate you for calling in. And ladies and gentlemen, please tune in to Genesis' show. She has the gems for you. All right, caller number two, you are in queue. What it do? Let us know who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey,
caller,
congratulations. Congratulations, 2021 ONE Battle of the Network Stars champion Offset Atun Rehe on your ONE syndication station all-time connection record with your fifth consecutive as a new host, tied with Christine Powell, Andrea Presley for third all-time in category.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so, so much. Is this Mr. Master Sound Therapist Huni Bakatun?
Yes, it is. I'm proud of you. I mean, you're definitely raising the bar. Keep raising the bar. Great show so far.
Thank you so much. Will you please tell the callers who you are and when your next show is?
Yeah, something in that case is Reverend is injured. So, okay, yeah, I'm the Master Sound Therapist and Master Sound Healer, a grand architect of the universe. My show is coming up next week. I'll be speaking about love, peace, and soul. When we had these three elements, it allowed us to rule ourselves and each other, as well as the rest of the world. Thank you so much. It's 9:30 Eastern Standard Time.
Thank you so much for calling in, Mr. Huni Bakatun. That is the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting Ishrani as well. All right, so caller number three, you are in queue. What it do? Let us know who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, yes. My name is Cheryl LeGrand. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Hi, gorgeous. How are you?
Hey, how are you doing? The first thing I want to say, what the young lady was saying a few minutes ago, but what I want to say,
you're fading in and out there, Cheryl. You're fading in and out, Cheryl.
Oh, can you hear me? Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Can you hear me? Okay. When I grew up, if whoever, the guy or whatever, and the father was not in the home, the uncle, the grandfather, whoever came in the house and showed them directions. I grew up in Jersey, so when I came to the summer, they had them work the tobacco field. They had them do things, different things. Now the problem is, once again, the single woman, which I was married, we are in the house, and a lot of things we need to prepare them, or either you get some counseling or some advice, so when they grow up, that would not be a problem. The order starts at home. The direction that's going on with the young boys doing certain things, a lot of parents think it's cute, and then when they get out here, we need to prepare our sons to be the men. The purpose of God, instead of laughing at some of the stuff they're doing, when they calling these girls names and we don't correct them, then when they get older and something happened, we want to say it with somebody else. I say this all the time. Everything starts in our house. We have to prepare. We have to pray, because we are losing our men to get incarcerated, and these women are not being prepared by their mothers. Okay, I know everybody got to work, but you need to teach your daughter she don't have to wear the fake bottom, the fake boobs. They don't have to be giving these men money and all this kind of stuff. We want to blame it on everything else, but that child only repeating what they say. I don't like to say a generational curse, but what I'm going to say, we need to do something. It starts in our house. What are we doing? What are we guiding? What are we showing? It's like the movie Baby Boy. She didn't have a man in there, and by the time he got a certain age, she wanted to correct him. No, they need to be corrected from the very beginning. The disrespect starts in our house before it starts out in there. So this is a very great topic. Us single mothers need to stop babying our boys. Number one, past, they are not our man. They are not our exes. We need to make them take out that trash, be responsible, get a job, get off them video games, and let God lead them instead of us pacifying them. And with our daughters, we need to show them they are a queen of Egypt, and no man should be disrespecting them. But if your kids see that man disrespecting you and talking to you any kind of way, and you allow him to lay in there, what you think your child going to do? You make sure you, I ain't saying they going to do everything we do, but you make sure you set your standard so your girl, no man don't have to tell her she beautiful. My daughter know when she walk out this door, she is already beautiful. That's what I have to say. We need to get together as parents, and it won't be no baby boy. Tell them they beautiful. Tell them they king. Tell them who they are, and so they won't go out here and try to find that way. So that's what I have to say.
Oh, my goodness. We are on fire tonight, Miss Cheryl LeGrand and Mrs. Genesis Amaris Kemp. I love it. I love it. I love it. I appreciate you. Thank you so much for calling in, and thank you for your wise, kind words. I love you so much. All right, so we got caller number four. Caller number four, what it do? Let me know who you are and where you calling from.
Well, good evening. Good evening. Good evening. This is Jarek, the Gifted One Thomas, with a little tea time from calling in from Shreveport, Louisiana. How are you, my love, my cousin?
Hey, there go my king brother. Come on, drop that tea on your girl. What's poppin'?
Well, queen sister, I am listening to your show tonight, and I have gagged, I have laughed, I have cried and shed two tears. This is a very deep conversation. As y'all know, I am one of the LGBTQ hosts here, so I have a different perspective from the women. Dealing with guys, it's a total different thing when you're a gay man dealing with guys, because you end up seeing shit that it now I'm gonna just speak for me. I've been single for 4 years, all because I dealt with some of these same guys that y'all have described tonight. Some of these little baby boys, they live at home with their mamas. They ain't got their head on straight. They don't know what they're doing with their life. And then they have the audacity to come and start messing up people's lives with people who are decent people. They may not have it all the way together, but they have their life on track the way that they're going. And then you meet these dudes who don't know who they are. They don't know where they come from. And they're trying to destroy people's lives or suck the energy out of these people because they're not 100% happy with themselves. So they spend time taking away from the people who have a lot to give to themselves. You know what I'm saying? Now, I come from a place where I've learned you cannot give someone all of you, because if they're not giving you all of them, all you're getting is bullshit. Excuse my French. But you have to come to a point and a place in your life where you have to see these people for who they are. You have to accept them for who they are. And if you see something that ain't going, if that relationship is not going in the right direction, let it go. I don't care how much the dick is good. I don't care if the head is good. I don't care if they cook, if they clean. I don't care about none of that. If this person is not treating you the way you're supposed to be treated, if they're not giving you the same love that they give to their friends, that they give to their bullshit, that they give to shit that absolutely has no meaning, you shouldn't want to be in that relationship, because then you're settling. And I've been in that situation where I've settled. I dated 3 separate guys in the last, I want to say in the last 10 years, where I learned, okay, Jerry, you settled for that relationship. You settled in that relationship, and you settled in that relationship. So now I've learned, no, stop giving your energy away. Put the energy into yourself. Love yourself. Learn yourself and know what you want. And now that I'm in this position that I know what I want, I ain't got time for bullshit. If you on that kid shit, if you on games, if you just out to play, baby, find somebody to play with. And another thing, ladies, there are down low men who will have sex with you and will be sleeping with other dudes. They will be with guys and will not tell you. There are men who are bisexual and they just want to have their way with a man, and they just want to have their way with a woman because that makes them feel good to play those mind games. So you have to get into a place where you got to see people for who they are. Don't think with your heart all the time. Use your brain. That's why you have one. And don't get so caught up in the clouds of, oh, I love him. He takes care of me when he ain't taking care of you. When you really have to see and not feel, you have to see and always not feel. And you always have to think and see what's real. You see what I'm saying, Arsette?
Oh, yes, I do, Jerick. I'm living every bit of it, and I didn't even think about that. You know what? We do have them in the closet, brothers, so I'm really glad that you told our listening audience that, because that one really didn't cross my mind. I love you so much for that. Thank you so much, Jerick. But please, before you go, tell everyone when's your next show, because we loving this tea already, honey.
Okay, well, my next show is in October. I have not gotten the date 100% confirmed, but I believe it's October the 5th, Tuesday, October the 5th, and I would definitely love you guys to call in to the show, 516-453-9133, and press 1 for some tea time with me, Jerick, the Gifted One Thomas. And can I say one last thing before I go?
You sure can. Go ahead, my brother.
This applies to males and females. It applies to males and females. And the reason why I say it applies to males and females, because I'm talking to just to the gay men and I'm talking to the women. Y'all need to be on your P's and Q's when you're trying to date, because there are some dudes, they can play a role really fucking good, and they can play it so well that they would have you food, they will have you thinking, oh, maybe he ain't the person that I think he is. And just like you said, I said, some people can play them roles. And that, like I'm saying, some people can play a role so well in front of their friends, in front of their family, in front of their coworkers, and will be a total different person when they are with you. And you will never know the type of person you were really, truly dealing with until you begin to see the red flags. See the signs, pay attention, because them red flags and your signs will always be there. You just have to be aware. So definitely keep your eyes open while you out here dating. Do not sleep with these dudes without condoms, because these people don't give a fuck about who they stick their penis in. And definitely be conscious and aware of who you are dealing with. Don't fall for them games. Don't fall for that bullshit. You better pay attention. I love you, my queen sister, darling. Great show tonight, and you better kick ass with this topic like you doing. And brother O, you hit me with them bills, and you had me at bills. So I love you, brother O, for the soundtrack tonight. Y'all keep doing the work and keep putting it down.
All right. We love you. Thank you so much, Jarek. All right, everyone. Y'all make sure y'all tune in to that tea time in October. And up next, our Hall of Fame old school segment by the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame. This jockey is Shani Honeybee Oleski. Take us there.
Ghetto street. What you gonna do when you grow up and have to face responsibility? Will you spend your days and nights in the pool room? Will you sell cats of madness to the neighborhood? Little ghetto much pain and misery. Little ghetto boy, your daddy was blown away. He robbed that grocery store. Don't you know that was a sad, sad old day. All of your young life you've seen such a misery and pain. A poor young man and a little boy. Look young dog.
All right. Who is your mother and father's favorite greatest online dish jockey ever? Brother DJ Honeybee. We have caller number 5 in queue. Caller 5, who are you? Let us know where you're calling from.
How are you? I like the show because it's been a point that a lot of people don't stop and think about for years. My name is Antonia Bath, and I'm from the show called Informational Guru by Antonia Bath. And I just wanted to say that, you know, both of the females that you had, they both seem to have had very good valid points on either one of each other's generational sides that they, you know, brought up. And so I can't even say I saw any criticism in what they do. But, however, I do suggest that in the future for the young ladies, you may want to consider this in particular and the mothers. Do yourself a favor. Don't try to compete with either party because you both may come out a loser. You know, the mothers, it will be smart for them to be bigger than that to compete. Because after all, you never know what your son may wind up with when it comes to the selection of a female. Number two, the young ladies, if they don't stop and think about it, you may need that mother for anything from consolation, for being a peacemaker in the relationship with your fellow that you may be involved with. So, you know, give that some thought because, after all, you never know when you may have to find that harmony between the two of you. As for the last person before myself, thank you for bringing up a point that I didn't even know about it upon returning years ago to here to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. He brought up a great point that somebody brought to me about the bisexuality and things like that. I had no idea about all of that, God be my witness. And what it seemed like is some people are just determined to have their cake and eat it too, as they say. Maybe they just do it because they like the deceit that they extend to some people. But, you know, as my mother used to say back, you know, when she used to say, she said, that whatever goes around comes around, as we all have heard before, I'm sure. So, you know, if you think you're being deceitful now, sometimes things can tend to come back around and blow up in someone's face. And if you're like anybody who's supposed to be so civilized and so intelligent, you really may not want to cause conflict with people because you never know when you may need another person. But I will say this in finality, it's important about that movie, Baby Boy, that the mother has to realize that she has to be the person to be the pacemaker. It's not easy because you have a lot of anger that was presented on that movie, which is typical of a lot of households in the urban environment out here. Sometimes the son, he would like to feel as though he's developing himself as a man should, father or a male figure in a home. And as for the males who may associate with the mothers, they should not insert themselves as a person who like to be critical of the mother if she's trying to do a job, because after all, browbeating a woman will not gain you any friends in the future, friendship in the future out of her, not unless you're just the kind of guy from who's like somewhat mature, who just don't care about anybody else's children. Maybe you care about yours back wherever they are or however that can be. And the last thing you want to do is just to present to her son, I would assume this isn't a case such as the young ladies who hopefully will get a good fella, that you're the person that dominates not only his situation because you're a little older than him, but you're obviously trying to dominate his mother, which makes a lot of conflict. Maybe some guys just like the conflict, and if they don't tell the truth to themselves, maybe it's because they themselves have had problems out of relationships. I don't care if they had a two-parent household. from back in the day that they don't tell the woman, which is the young man's father or the young lady's boyfriend father, however that can be. So instead of trying to create an air of jealousy and things like, try to learn how to show you're the bigger person also, men, from a while back, and just tell the truth. If you're not an honest, earnest person, just stay out of their family business, because nothing's worse than anybody who try to come in between a family and pretend to be a good person, because people who come between people's families can also be viewed as an enemy to other people in the future, even to herself, but he may not reveal it. But it was wonderful talking to you, and it was a wonderful show, and I think you really deserve the record that you had broken, and it's good to hear that, you know, you're definitely on top of the subject without being critical, but just presenting it. Have a good night.
Wow, thank you so much, Miss Antonia Batts. I really appreciate you. You have so much knowledge to give. You dropped it on us tonight. That, you ladies and gentlemen, is the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee for 2020, Antonia Batts. Thank you so much. We have caller number 6 in queue. Please let us know where you're calling from and who you are.
Hi, peace and blessings, Arsette.
You're breaking up there.
I said, hi, peace and blessings, Arsette. Can you hear me?
Okay,
hello?
You know, I can hear you loud and clear, Sister Bessie. Arsette, can you hear us?
I can hear you. Go ahead. I was having some technical difficulties.
There you go. We got your back. Okay, Sister Bessie the Truther, the 2021 International Internet Radio Broadcasting Nominee. Wow. Go ahead, Sister Bessie.
Hey, my sister, how are you? Great show, and you're bringing the fire. Congratulations on your record. I love what you're talking about, the baby boys, and how men should grow up. This is my opinion. I remember in the 50s, because I was born in the 50s, I remember how the family of the community was. The family was all together. The families would look after each other's children. And they walked together. They marched together. When there was a problem in the government, they marched together. They left their homes and they walked together. Today, it is a whole lot different, and I believe it's because of the system that has been put in place to destroy the family unit. And they gave the welfare, and they said, you can't have your man in the house. You know, when I was growing up, the women had to sneak the fathers in the house because the government separated the fathers from their children. And this is what has been done to destroy the family unit in our communities. Not only that, it's the school system of what they're teaching them. The young boys get frustrated with the lessons that they have, and they leave the school. The system has been set up to destroy the family unit. Why do we have 4.5 black men in prison? Because they did not want them to learn in school. So I believe that the system was set up to destroy the family unit. And we have to realize it as a people, and the men, you need to wake up and understand all need to grow up and be a man. That's all I have to say.
You know what, Sister Betsy? You just dropped it on them. this is the truther, ladies and gentlemen. Sister Betsy, I say it all the time. She is a vet in the game, and she will not tell you nothing wrong. And it is an honor for me to know this beautiful woman. Please, Sister Betsy, tell everyone when your next show is.
It's the Front Porch, and my next show will be October the 8th. And thank you, sister. You're so wonderful. Peace and blessings.
And ladies and gentlemen, I would like to add, please, if you have not voted now, put your votes in for Sister Betsy. We are trying to get her in that Hall of Fame in Trinity. She is well deserved it. You can put your votes in at terrastrength@gmail.com. That's terrastrength@gmail.com. And please, everyone, vote for Sister Betsy the Truther. We're going to go to the next track. DJ Brother O, take us there.
What's up, boo? Swear I'll never call you bitch again. You ain't fucking with me, never call you bitch again. I swear I'll never call you bitch again. All I just want to say, motherfucker, apologize. I swear I'll never call you bitch. I ain't gonna call you bitch. I'll never call you bitch again. Damn. Gave my homie 90 days for domestic violence. I try to picture myself in this position but remain silent. I get to thinking about this shit we been through. We close like kin but you remain my friend too. This life a sin that got the both of us in trouble, but you always stay down for a nigga, so that's why I love you. Reminiscing needing tissues, fighting over childish issues. Swear I can't live with you but without you every day I miss you. Where are you? Hold my pistol, my gangsta bitch hit. You always in the mood for love, that's why I'm sleeping with you. No, not the man in your dreams, my plan is games to be rich like a kid and live my life trouble free. I see yesterday I called your names and played games on your mind. I promise that I'll change in time. It's a complicated world, so girl, just be your friend. I swear I'll never call you bitch again. That's my word.
We came too far to throw it all away.
I swear I'll never call you bitch again. Believe it.
Oh.
At the crack of dawn, niggas still tired, so I'm yawning. And now I'm gone, trying to get my money on strong. So an early riser, out before the mother guy. That's the way to profit every time. Can't get too close, my enemies, they see ghosts, they envy me. Plus we've been beefing with the East Coast. Some cats deep got stopped in traffic, had a warrant, so they gap for me. But while I'm gone, watch my business and my back for me. My enemies think they got me crossed, they ain't on. Ain't no love for player haters, where you cowards going? You paid bail, got me out of jail, home again. I promise not to leave you on your own again. Crystal corpse to pop, romantic, notes to drop. It's so frantic, but don't panic, cause we forced to stop. I found a partner and a rider, a woman and friend. I swear I'll never call you bitch again, believe it. I swear I'll never call you bitch again. Believe it.
Oh, I know what time it is. Gotta give a nigga time to grow up, you know what I'm saying? That was way back then. I swear I'll never call you bitch again. Hey.
I've been through, never meant to hurt you. Can we make this work, boo? I know you've been feeling pain, things are not the same. Waiting to excel while I'm sitting in the county jail. Keep your head up, cause things are getting better. My cellmate shares tears on your last love letter. Told him you would find a prince, so keep your eyes peeled. Sorry if I cut, but it's the suffering that I feel. Who can I trust, and if I bust, will she snitch? Even though you ain't the type to trip. Sorry if I called you bitch, you showed me the definition of feminine. Pack of bitches and black women. I see the board for the third time. Hope to see you soon. Pictures of us kissing in the living room in the new. Thanks for being there, much more than a friend. I swear I'll never call you bitch again.
I'll never call you bitch again. Believe me. Never call you bitch again. Believe it.
Yeah, Tupac said it best. I wish a nigga would call my daughter a bitch. We gon' have a real problem. But caller number 7, you in queue, what it do? Let us know what's your name and where you calling from.
My name is Jerry Petito, sweetie. 7's my favorite number. How are you?
Hi, Jerry. How are you?
Listen, your callers have said it all, man, from Genesis to Sister Bessie. Sister Bessie's got this, first of all, with the Hall of Fame. I'm not even worried about it. So having said that, they've said it all.
Yes, they
you
did.
Know,
they said it all.
All right, so here's what I would like to add to it. You know, I'm 60 years old, and I grew up thinking everything was so great back then. You know, and as we got older and dealing with, listen, I was with a guy who was bisexual who lied. I was with a guy who, you know, pretended he was this great Christian man and he was addicted to porn. I mean, I've been through it all. So I don't really trust guys anymore. I'm sorry. I just don't. They have to go through. Listen, you have no idea what I put them through if they even want to take me out to dinner, okay? So, but here's the thing. Back then, things went on too. You know, I was very fortunate. I had an incredible father. My mother's family, not so great. So I was in the middle of both, all the nonsense on one end and all the great stuff on the other end, right? I saw both. But you know what? Back then, things went on too. I had family members that were gay that were married to women and lied to them their whole marriage life because back then you couldn't just come out of the closet and say who you are. So there was a woman in my family also gay, married to a man. I mean, I've seen it all. But what I want to say is this. Today, what's different today is this is what I feel anyway. This is my opinion about the differences between back then and today. Back then, I don't believe things were as malicious as they are now. Again, you couldn't be who you wanted to be back then. So men would have to get married. You know, women would have to marry a man and have a family. You couldn't just come out of the closet or go, you know what I'm saying? As far as the men that worked 7 jobs and drank a lot and beat their wives, the women had to stay because they had a lot of kids and they had no education. So things were very different back then. Today, no excuse. I'm sorry. Know your worth, whether you're a man or a woman. No one should be in an abusive relationship or filled with nonsense. And I don't care who you are, where you came from. Once you become an adult, take responsibility. Okay, so know your worth, people. Every single one of you have worth. And you should never allow anyone to ever, in any way, shape, or form, abuse you. I don't care if it's just verbally. I don't care if it's calling you stupid. I don't care what it is. You know, and unfortunately, what's sad also is there's families out there, women out there, that maybe don't have any support system, maybe don't have any family and are being abused by these men. There's places for them to call, to go to, shelters. We have all that now. You know, so I'm not judging anyone. All I'm saying is there's help out there for anyone who needs it. And if you do have a great support system and you do have a good job, but you're allowing abuse in your household, shame on you. Know your worth. That's what I wanted to say, sweet pea.
Wow. Well, you said it all too, Jerry. That was deep. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Lifetime Achiever in 2019 enshrinee, the Jersey Jewel. Please, Jerry, let us know when your next show is.
It's next Tuesday the 21st, 9:30 p.m., and I've got a rock star, young and up-and-coming, incredible, award-winning superstar country singer, Shaylin. You don't want to miss her. I'm not kidding you. She's awesome.
Well, we will not miss it. And my listening audience, you heard it from the Jersey Jewel. Please tune in to her show next Tuesday. We are so excited so much, Jerry, for calling in. I love you so much. Back to the regular program, you guys. Okay, so I have an off-the-wall question. What is everyone's thoughts on men being waitresses in restaurants? I ask that question because that's a pet peeve of mine. And we are dealing with a lack of real men having men jobs. It's like we're losing masculine manhood. And to me, it seems like men are doing more women work. If you look in the restaurants, have you noticed that women are now cooks and men are now at the drive-through actually taking orders? Let me ask caller number 8. What are your thoughts on men being in the restaurant? So caller 8, you are in the queue. Let us know what it do. Who are you?
Oh, it's your true friend, Willa Guy. Why are you going to give me the Pluto ingredient? Like, ew. Oh, my God.
Hi. Can you hear me?
How are you?
Did I just mute myself? Oh, yeah. I'm trying to make it. But you just threw a whole monkey wrench. I'm like, oh, my God. You know, when you talk like that, it's kind of hurt pieces. I always get in trouble with my conversations. Everybody like, oh, see, why he say that? And when you just said, woo, when you just said what you just said, it's kind of a hurt piece because I'm trying to think of what happened back in the day when it was slavery, you know, and what happened back in the day when we got out of slavery. And then I'm wondering what happened back in the day with the Black Panthers. You know, and I'm thinking about what happened back in the day when men used to go to church and wear pants, you know. And then I'm thinking like, oh, my God. Now she's trying to tell me there's a whole bunch of men that don't want to do nothing but serve the people and serve them with a smile and a twitch. And that's kind of hurting because the women supposed to be the ones to be like the secret ingredient to make you say, yeah, I'm coming back to that restaurant. Did you see them daggone breasts? Or did you see the butt? See, but some men, don't care about that no more. And a lot of kids is going up saying, well, why don't I just become a waitress? Are you serious? Well, you can be something better than that. Do you want your kid to grow up to be like that? And some people think it's okay. So I do have a problem with that. You know, unless it's to the point where you can't get nothing else. Like, you just got out of jail or something. You can't get jacked. And I can understand, but there's still other jobs out there, construction. You know, get your hands dirty. But some people don't want to. They want to keep it clean. They don't want to break a damn toenail or a fingernail. So you're hitting a lot of points. You know, but it's our new century, and a man, I guess, in this new world, is better off being a baby boy than being a man, because the men are seriously about to be extinct or not allowed to be a man. How about that?
Oh, wow. Well, you said something there, Will of God. I've been trying to figure out what's going on and what happened myself. But as Sister Betsy mentioned earlier, we was conditioned. It's the system. A lot of it has a lot to do with the system. And now these days, you know, as long as these women are getting welfare, the men are that they don't have to do anything but the bare minimum or really nothing at all. But Will of God, please let us know, when is your next show?
My next show is on, I guess it's the 24th of this month, Truth Thorough by Will of God. And you just said something really deep when you said what you just said, because people don't realize the commercials that's being played right now, especially the commercial for Davido. I ain't never seen so many black men on a daggone Davido commercial getting kissing each other in my life talking about AIDS. I mean, is that the new era? Where we supposed to live with AIDS Before, everybody was scared of AIDS. Now it's like, you got AIDS? All right, bet. Come to my house. Tomorrow. You kidding me? So, yeah. My topic going to be, again, the same topic. New thoughts, new problems, but I'm adding another twist. And I'm, you know, interviewing legend Noel. But I'm going to go a little deeper, and I'll talk about that later. But I applaud you for bringing reality and hopefully helping men renew their mind. Because it's hard to renew your mind if you're stuck into the essence of the government and their little tricks of the trade. Amen?
All right. Thank you so much, Will of God, for calling in. That was our ONE syndicated charter broadcaster, Will of God. And up next, our Hall of Fame Old School segment by the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame disc jockey, Ishani Honeybee Olasky. Bring it to us.
Hey, that's
DJ Olasky. You are everyone's mothers and fathers' favorite internet and radio producer. We appreciate that soundtrack tonight. And at this time, caller number 9, you are in queue. What it do? Tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Miss Alcette Atun Ray, this is Terra Strength. I'm enjoying your show. I want to thank you for this topic, and I want to also say congratulations on your connection record. You're having quite a time on O&E. And I want to say this is a very good topic, and I'm really enjoying it. So congratulations on your connection record and your topic. So can you hear me?
I can. Go ahead.
Okay. So I just want to comment on your topic. I think your question was what was your question again? How do you know men from the boys or whatever?
What is the qualities of a real man?
Yeah, so I like to come from a perspective of empowerment when I talk about topics like this in terms of dating and everything, because it seems like everyone always coming from a buyer beware situation, and it certainly is a buyer beware situation when you're out here dating and trying to meet people. I think one of the crucial questions that we have to ask and that we have to realize, I try to approach it from a spiritual perspective, that energy attracts like kind, like energy. So one of the best ways not to attract an immature person, whether it be an immature man or woman, is to work on your individual selves, finding about who you are, you know, understanding that if you didn't grow up seeing an intact family where you have healthy mother and father, then you're going to probably need some work on yourself to deal with that, where you get to explore how did you feel about that growing up in all of those situations. Because what tends to happen is when that's not done, then we choose relationships and we're trying to fill a void to fill the hole that we get what we didn't get and we were supposed to get from those relationships. We instead choose men and women to fill those holes, and it's not going to work. It's not going to work. So we end up on this treadmill of trying to find people, you know, we have a bad relationship, then we go out here and we do the same thing over and over again because we really don't know how to love or know what it really looks like because we didn't experience it emotionally. So we may see something that we want physically, but then there's an emotional component that's not being fixed. So the more work that we do on ourselves, we put ourselves in a better position to attract the type of person that we want. But it starts with us. You're less inclined to attract a young man. If you become an adult emotionally, then you're more inclined to attract an adult emotionally. And that's what tends to happen. So some of the questions to ask is, when you're meeting this person, it doesn't matter whether it's a heterosexual relationship or bisexual, it's still about integrity. How do you move? What do you value? You know, when you're meeting this young woman or this young man, you know, ask the questions and ask him, you know, and observe him. What does he value? What does he care about truly? Who is this person and what are they about? And asking those questions allow you to zero in on who you're dealing with, you know, and what matters to them. If the person doesn't care about himself in relation to God and how the world functions on a bigger scale, or it's all about money, then that's what you're going to get. Then you're going to experience that with that person with no depth. Then you're going to become non-negotiable, just like some of the deals that he may put together or whatever, and you become negotiable. So the main thing is, as we're asking ourselves these questions, we need to be looking at the person that we're talking to and trying to figure out who we're dealing with and ask accountability questions. You know, ask about what their relationships were with their parents, if their parents were there or not. And if they weren't there, well, how did you feel about that? Because you can rest for sure, however they felt about that, you're going to experience that in a relationship with them. And it doesn't matter whether it's a girl, a guy, or whatever, because what you're talking about is our relationships. And the other thing, the other tell sign that you can look at for any person, man or woman, look at their other relationships in their lives. who are they in the other relationships that they have in their lives? Siblings, parents, friends. What is their role? Who are they? Those are all telltale signs. A person is not going to always tell you because they may not even be aware of themselves, but you need to know. And we all need to do the things individually to know so that we can better, so that we can make better choices and not approach it from a victim standpoint, because there are no victims. So my goal is to try to incentivize people to learn more about themselves, because through that, then you learn more about other people as a result. And that's all I wanted to say about that, you know, in terms of not trying to attract something that you don't want. Because if you find yourself doing that, then you got to look at yourself and ask, why am I attracting this type of person? What work do I need to do on me? And that doesn't seem to be a perspective that I hear a whole lot. But really, that's the key. When you look at the people that are around you, you got to understand, you have to ask yourself, why am I attracting these types of people around me if it's not working? Because you are unconsciously attracting them. So that's all I want to say about that. But congratulations on your connection record. I'm enjoying the topic. You're doing a great job, Offset. And keep up the good work.
Oh, wow. Ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't catch that, you better go back and listen to the replay of my show tonight. That was the 2020 Sonya Griffin Award-winning new host of the year, Terrence Tripp. Please, Terrence, let us know who you are. I mean, let us know when your next show is.
My show is the Know Your Right Show. My next show is going to be on September 28th at 9:30. And, of course, that's brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. Thanks, Offset.
Thank you so much for calling in. All right, caller number 10, you are in queue. Let us know who you are and where you're calling from.
This is Angela. I'm calling from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. I just wanted to call in and let you know I am really enjoying the show. This has been amazing. I want to thank everybody that's called in and shared on tonight. They've really shared their perspective and their thoughts. I just want to chime in really, really quick. Again, it all starts with you. You have the power to control what is given out. We won't change. You have to be the change that you desire. We want things to change in the home, so you change. You be that change that needs to be in your home. If we go back for us that are religious or believe in the word, if you go back to Genesis 2:7, he said he breathed a breath of life into you. So everything you need is already in you. So everything that you need to tap into it. You're trying to discover stuff that's already in us. Find out who you are. Then you can operate in this world and be purposeful, because we all have a purpose, and then you can impact. So I want to thank you for this show. Thank you, because it's definitely giving people something to think about and to take a deeper look at themselves individually, men and women, because we all have an impact in this world. And affecting, impacting our community, because we often talk about how our environment impacts our actions and what we do. So now you have the opportunity to impact your environment, be that change. I am Angela Thomas. I am the commissioner here on this amazing station. I have a show, and my show airs actually next Wednesday, the 22nd, my grandmother's birthday, rest in peace. Amazing show. I'm going to have an amazing guest on. We're going to be wrapping up talking about mental health. Of course, this is Mental Health Awareness Month. So we're going to be talking about mental health as well as domestic violence, going into domestic violence for October. I have an amazing guest. She's going to be sharing her journey and how she's dealing with actually, her abuser passed away August in jail. So it's gonna be deep. But thank you again, I said, and congratulations on all of your accomplishments. I am super proud of you.
Thank you so much, Angela Thomas Smith. I want to appreciate you, and I thank you for everything that you are doing here at ONE and as well outside of ONE. Ladies and gentlemen, please go to Facebook and follow the L3 movement, Love, Lead, and Learn. She is doing such a wonderful job walking in her purpose, impacting lives and changing and saving lives. This is our ONE syndicated commissioner, Angela Thomas Smith, and I love you and there's nothing you can do about it. Caller number 11, you are in queue. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Yes, hi. This is Ricardo. Richard, I have a show, Trent and Makes with Ricardo Richard. I just wanted to say the show, whatever, I actually got a chance to listen to, like, basically, like, the whole show. Only part that I didn't get a chance to listen to was when you was talking about the whole baby boy complex. But I don't really have much to add on to it because everybody said so much, and I feel like I learned a lot, you get what I mean, just listening to everybody's perspective. So it was really informative. I did like when they were talking about looking inwardly, because that's very, very important, you know, because a lot of times I know, like I was saying on my show yesterday, you know, a lot of times we need to be, like I feel like we need to be, like the thing that we want to attract, we need to be that person, you know. And also, I would say, though, with men or whatever, it is some good black men out there. Like, I was blessed or whatever to, you know, have my father in my life, and I see him work. You get what I'm saying? I see him be a family man. It does start at home, but then I also have a brother, other brothers where we all grew up in the same household, and everybody turned out different. So that's not always the case either. Sometimes you could have positive role models in your life or a father in your life, two-parent homes, and people still wind up being different, you know. So at the end of the day, sometimes it comes down to just the person too. So, but, yeah, the show was great. Congratulations on everything. And I really enjoyed tonight. It was really, really good.
Thank you so much, Ricardo, and I enjoyed your show last night. You brought it. You brought it. You brought it. Amazing. Please tell everyone when your next show is.
My next show is October 11th. It's going to be about single black men, so hopefully you'll get a chance to tune into my show, and we could talk about, you know, some positive, you know, healthy relationships with black men where, you know, this guy, his name Matt, he's been married before, and, you know, he's actually a good guy. So hopefully, you know, some women will be able to tune in and, you know, see some that is actually good black men out here too.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in. I want to thank all of the ONE Dynasty team for calling and all the listening audience for calling and showing your support. I want to leave the ladies with something before I wrap this up and go to Ngozi time. I want to tell my ladies to know your worth, like Jerry said. You deserve a man that will give you the world. And I'm not talking about finances. I'm talking about care. I'm talking about a solid foundation for you and the babies. Mothers, stop telling your sons to go out and sell drugs, and stop telling your boyfriends or baby daddies to do the same thing, because that doesn't do anything but leave them in one or two places, in the grave and in the jail. Fathers, stop abandoning your daughters, and furthermore, stop making promises to them that you know you can't keep. And if you can't be there the way you say that you're going to be there, just don't fucking be there at all. Excuse my French. But I am tired of daughters and sons getting left out in this world, and they're stuck wondering what they did wrong when all they needed was their father. Don't do it. We have to do better. And with that being said, it is NGOZI time, Ngozi time.
Lonnie Aloysius Beverly Sr. Lonnie Aloysius Beverly Sr., my dad, a Pentecostal pastor. I understood what Ricardo Rashard just said, Arsette, because I was in that world of gangbanging, and I did what I wanted to do, and I had both mom and dad there. Before the grace of all in all, I'm your CEO tonight. I never heard my father raise his voice to my mom. He was the epitome of greatness, the epitome of a father, and I miss him so. Had a mother that was faithful and believed, trustworthy in the sight of Almighty God. And these things I was able to garner and set to a point where I could help someone else. And that is through broadcasting. That is through study. That is through a bachelor and master degree in broadcasting. I want to thank all of the hosts that have been part of Oni Dynasty, here or not here, because the legacy of Oni is the history of Oni. Antonia Batts, someone that I love and respect and deserve the Hall of Fame. My first night, Will of God, is a charter member. Andrea Presley, who's the first ever lifetime achiever of this outstanding and historic network, is going through a lot. We both are going through a lot. We lost a loved one last week. My heart goes out to you, Andrea, and I love you. To our Hall of Famers, Darlene Lawrence, may you rest in peace. You are our sister, and I love you, and I feel your spirit. Of course, Andrea, I already aforementioned. Jerry Petito, what more can we say? Our most responsive, productive person in the history of our network. The Magic Man Haru Huni Bakatun, thank you so much for your scholarship in broadcasting on this mic. And then, of course, Sister Bessie the Truther, which we hope will be in the Hall of Fame this year. My heart goes out, Arsette Latoon Ray, to a young lady that really transcend life in the poetry world. It was a pace setter as a broadcaster. And our annual award is named after her, Arsette. Her name is Anna Waddell. There's not a day that doesn't go by that I don't miss her. She was my friend. To the international world that hear our voices in many time zones, I say that I've never gotten over that transition, because that young lady helped me so many times in the morning just having a conversation. Anna Waddell, our award is named after you. It is presented in Oni Honors last. It's presented by your sons and Edward Burks, who was part of the Soul Twins. What a dynasty. What greatness. I live it every day. I work hard every day with 23 hosts that have opinions, with 23 hosts that do their own thing, that 23 hosts that are non-censored. I'm the greatest producer ever. Congratulations to Arsette Latoon Ray on your Oni syndicated station, all-time connection record, and consecutively as a new host. She's in rarefied air. We're talking about Christine Jesus Powell. We're talking about Andrea Presley. We're also talking about the great Gina Storm. She's the fourth person to ever hit five as a new host. Understand our legacy. Understand what the dynasty means. It means excellence. It's the beacon of light that shines around the world to touch people and change people. Tomorrow night we have Ambassador, Wajet, Mentuhotep L, and A&M University. He's outstanding to us. He's a scientist and an engineer, an outstanding person. And he will be here at 9:30 Eastern Daylight on these O&E stations. And, of course, Damon Network has advertising through O&E, which is Oladele Ingo's Enterprise, which is, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as Ngozi Primetime One at Damon.com. We're Ngozi Time both for Twitter and Instagram, Oladele Ngozi at Pinterest and Google Plus, Oladele Malay when Ngozi at Facebook, as well as our business page, The Essence of Time, as well as the historic, determined, and motivated Online Now Network. Established 2016. And any comments or suggestions to our wonderful program tonight? oladele.ngozi@gmail.com, and I am the 2021 International Internet Radio producer and enshrinee. And I want to thank all the folks that counted out robbed me to put me in there. But most importantly, since February 4th, 2013, on the day my mom made her transition to the Almighty God, I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Oladele Malay Wengozi. Saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. Tonight I'm totally moved by the strength of our commissioner and our host. Man, ain't it great when you be able to bring woo to the internet radio networks around the world? Everyone loves woo, and everyone loves O&E because we bring woo. Everyone loves woo. I want to say good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. Tonight, it brings forth not just our set, but all the folks that do their job. Just do your job. Don't worry about your people's opinions about you. Don't worry about what you present. Don't worry about what other hosts think of you. So what? So what? You're not sensitive anyway. For the next 2 minutes and 30 seconds of this program, we go back to the 2021 O&E Battle of Network Stars champion, our Senator Ray. Enough said.
I want to thank all of the callers for calling in, and I want to thank you, Brother O, for this wonderful production. At this time, I would like to say rest in peace to Mrs. Waddell, as well as rest in peace to my cousin, who I lost on the day of 9/11. He was hit and killed on riding his bicycle. So rest in peace, Michael Dowdy Jr. And women, I just want to tell you to take care of yourselves. Please put yourself first and know your self-worth. Overall, there are a lot of good men out here left in this world, so don't get it twisted. They're out there. You just have to know your worth so he can find you. Men, make a commitment to your women. Stop bouncing around from woman to woman having all these babies. And these women, you don't want to be fighting over $20. So that's a red flag that you want to look for. Y'all have a good night. Thank you for calling. Until next time, I'm out.
Asking they go slowly. I get horny. Want you with me and be my trophy. Yes, I want you back. I see you make me mad. I can make you laugh. You my other half. Now you can't get tired of me. Hoping that you're proud of me. I'ma give you everything. You gon' get the best of me.